Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to BLT, Business, Life, Transitions, the show that explores all the latest trends in your business, life, and our favorite topic, transitions. Hosted by Brian Basilico, the Director of Direction with B2B Interactive Marketing, and Jan Marino, CEO of High Gain Companies, Inc. And now it's time for some insightful conversation and interviews with your hosts, Brian and Jan.
Morning, everybody. Hope you're having an awesome day. Unfortunately, Jan could not be with us again this time, but hopefully she'll be back next week. Anyways, wanted to talk about a couple of things. One of the things that happened yesterday, I was stopping in just to get some lunch, and it's at a local hot dog kind of place. And somebody in front of me dropped some change and left a penny, picked up everything but a penny on the floor. And he looked at it, and then he just walked away and went and got something to drink. And I'm sitting there looking at it going, you know, I know it's just a penny, but it has value. You know, it has value to somebody. So, you know, when he wasn't looking, I actually bent over, picked it up, and put it in the tip jar. And, you know, so, yeah, it wasn't a big tip for the girls, but it was, you know, better than sitting on the floor and getting swept away. And it's just amazing to me sometimes how people just don't value, you know, the little things that they have. And that, you know, same thing goes for, you know, our work, our lives. You know, sometimes just we don't value the little things, and sometimes those can be the biggest things to other people. So, you know, it's the same thing with your time. It's the same thing with your talents or your treasure or whatever it is. And, you know, when you're working at a, you know, big company, which I've done numerous times, you kind of take it for granted that the, you know, paycheck's going to come in every single week. And then all of a sudden, just like, poof, it's gone, you know. And so that's the key thing that, you know, I'd like you to think about is, you know, do you value the things that you're doing? I mean, one of the things about being a solopreneur, which I absolutely love, is I get to control my own time. And so I can pick and choose when I work. That's one of the reasons why I like to get out and meet people and network. And so I'll do that in the morning, and then I can work in the afternoon and the evening when most people are, you know, doing things with their family. Now, keep in mind that this is something that, you know, I can do because my kids are grown and stuff like that. But it's not necessarily, you know, it's not necessarily right for everybody. So, you know, the key thing that you got to do is make sure that you, you know, take ownership, take pride, and make sure that you're making the most of everything every day. So just a kind of a small little thingy. Anyways, hopefully your business has been going good. You're in the middle of a job search, something that is going to help you. And hopefully if you've had a chance, go back and listen to some of the older podcasts. I just finished a new podcast on the Bacon Podcast. It's baconpodcast.com on using Facebook for business, and I have a great guest interview coming up on that too, so you're going to want to check out baconpodcast.com for some additional information and resources and all those kind of things. So there's lots of great information. Also, you might want to check out my blog, which is at b2b-im.com. Again, that's b2b-im.com. And in there you'll find a blog, and there's tons of great information and all that kind of fun stuff. So, you know, being a solopreneur does take a little bit of discipline. Even if you're looking for a job, it takes some discipline. One of the things that I like to do is I like to focus on, you know, growing myself and educating myself and making sure that I'm learning something new. So I try to focus at least an hour a day on making sure that I'm doing something where I'm learning some new stuff, whether it's paid for courses, listening to audiobooks. I mean, there's tons of different ways that you can continue to grow yourself. And that's, I think, one of the most important things as we get older, to keep ourselves not only sharp, but relevant. And that's really important, is staying relevant in the marketplace. And, you know, I've said this numerous times, if I didn't learn how to work social media and do social media, I don't know if I'd actually have as much business as I do now, because that's how I, you know, that's what I do, is I set things up for people, I teach them how to use it, and work very hard at making sure that they're seeing success with this. So that's, you know, the end game of what I'm trying to do is figure out ways to help other people become successful. And, you know, that's the focus of what I do, is trying to learn how to do these things and then focus on other people and help them to learn it, really. So it's all about results. I mean, that's really it, is what is the end game? If you're looking for a job, you have a focus in mind of what it is that you're looking for. And you have to go search those jobs out, research the companies, try to get people to pay attention to you and your personal brand. So make sure that you focus on that. And what is your personal brand? How are you putting yourself out there in the marketplace? And how are you branding yourself? Are you looking like the expert, or somebody just hungry to get a job? So, you know, define what that brand is. What do you want to be when you're, you know, out there searching for a job or looking for customers? I mean, what's your ideal customer? So how do you do that? Well, you do it by making sure that your Facebook and your LinkedIn and your Twitter and all those things are set up properly, that you have the right profile set up, that you have a good quality picture, that you're making sure that what you're presenting to the people online is going to be representative of who you are and what you want to be. And that's why having a professional picture is so incredibly important. If you don't have a professional headshot, get one. You know, it costs a little bit of money, costs you $100, $150 or something like that, but having a professional do it with the right lighting makes a huge difference. And, yeah, you can take great pictures with cell phones, but, you know, if the light's not right and other information isn't, you know, proper on your profile, that's going to reflect on you. So you want to make sure that you're putting out the best possible image that you possibly can. And the thing that I always tell people, whether they're looking for a job or running their own business, is people are much more apt to do research nowadays, meaning they are going to look you up. They're going to search you out on LinkedIn. Like every time we have a new guest on the show, I'm always researching them on LinkedIn to find out a little bit more about them, to see what their history was, what their past is like, what they're doing today, you know, what their what their attitude is like, those kind of things. There's lots of great information that you can find on researching people. You want to look up blog posts and articles, and you can do the same thing. I mean, if you're looking for somebody, you go ahead and, you know, find that person, find that company, do some research on them, find out a little bit about their history. I mean, heck, a friend of mine actually got a job by calling in to one of his friends who actually worked at the company. So it's really about, you know, doing the research and making sure that you understand the people, the process, and the culture of that company. So anyways, our guest has joined us today, and her name is Margie Jepson. Margie, how you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Nice to talk with you, Brian.
Great to talk with you, and I'm sorry Jan could not be with us this morning, so it's just you and me, but that's okay, because we'll make it work. So I noticed in all your stuff, the first thing that you talk about is I'm a mom. That seems to be like the proudest thing that you have. And so tell us about you and your kids and stuff like that.
Yes, I'm a mom. I have my one and only, Alex, is going to be a senior this year and graduating. So that presents a whole another round of parental learning about selecting colleges, making sure that you've been a good parent to grow this person into being a self-sufficient person that could actually go to college and not only have a good time, but learn some things and set off on a career and a life path. So it's all of those things. That's the most recent challenge as a parent.
Yes. Believe me, I know. I put two kids through college, and yes. So, So tell us a little bit about your background. I mean, you seem that you worked in the healthcare industry, higher education. You worked in energy. I saw nuclear, and I went, "Oh, cool."
Very cool.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. It's a neat industry. So, anyways, how did that all progress? I mean, how did you go from each one of those and to where you are today, which you just, I believe, recently taken a job with another company, right? You were working on your own. So you went from being employed to running your own business to being employed again. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I worked in healthcare for more than 20 years and really did marketing communications for everything from pathology labs to major health systems to working for a national healthcare association. And so I thought that my career would always be in healthcare, and I liked it, know a lot about it. In fact, have a personal bias about healthcare from a marketing communications perspective, and that is that there's no product or service offered on the planet that is more personal than healthcare. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing more that we take more personally than how my son is treated, how somebody's taking care of me, how my family members. And then the second point of that is that it's the most complex payment system. And mm-hmm. so you have this complexity and you have this high personal value that goes to it. And so it makes for an interesting communication challenge all the time. From there, I was in Denver for 10 years and 10 of that, about 20, and moved back to Mississippi to be near my aging parents and returned to my alma mater to be the director of marketing and public relations for a major public university at the University of Southern Mississippi. There were several interesting points about that. One was that it was 2 or 3 months after Katrina had hit Mississippi. I know. And Southern Miss has a major Gulf of Mexico research lab on the Gulf Coast, has another second campus on the Gulf Coast. All of those were either destroyed or had major damage, as well as having many, many employees affected. And so not only were we hosting Laura Bush at the Gulf Coast Research Laboratory and congressional delegations coming to our campus, but, you know, my university president was in New Orleans with Bill Clinton and the Bushes getting grant. And so there was a whole nother layer of complexity
yes.
that goes on to the 24-hour job of doing marketing, communications, and public relations for a public university. And then I moved to Jackson, Mississippi, and started working in the nuclear energy business. And you are right. It is very cool. It's the greenest technology. I now have biases about nuclear, that it's the safest way and the greenest way to produce electricity. And from having been at that stint, then I went and was working for myself in doing marketing communications in this market. So I think one of the reasons why when we first connected was over that subject of reinvention.
Mm-hmm.
And so during my career, not only have I taken my skill set and applied it to some different industries, but you continue to reinvent yourself as we age, as the technology changes, as new social media tools come into the fore. So I'm just starting week 2 of my new job with a tech company here in Ridgeland, Mississippi, which is a suburb of Jackson. And this is a software company that does financial and other software applications. So I love this opportunity to take a kind of a new business, 8 years old, and helping them evaluate product and product mix and see what we can become. So there's the background.
It's a long and winding road, and I understand that because I've kind of been doing the same thing. So let's talk about the transitions. I mean, what was it like going from working in a structured environment from, you know, the college nuclear to running your own business? I mean, what, you know, how did you use what you've learned to create your own marketing company? And then the second thing is what got you moving away from running your company, getting back into the corporate world, so to speak, or small business world?
I think that we always just take our skill sets and apply them. My energy company had downsized and was looking to form some new companies that didn't happen, you know. So after about 3.5 years, I was laid off there. And I think doing business for yourself in your own company is, it's interesting. It's a daily challenge. It's connecting with people. And so the relationships that you've built in markets over the years, people can continue to connect with you that way, and you reach out and do those connections. And so that work came through that. So I guess the business, the biggest difference, which you mentioned before about the structured to the unstructured, is I think I was still helping to lend structure to the companies that I worked with, whether it was an advertising agency that I worked with for a 6 month stint doing social media planning for their existing clients, or a large regional CPA firm that needs some business development help. I think that those types of organizations, well, I'll just take the CPA one, have a little, they feel more challenged about how to structure those marketing functions within their businesses. And so it was more about how to integrate what you already know into those structures. So I liked it. It was interesting. It was part of that financial downturn. I didn't make as much money. I met a lot of different people. I started doing different kinds of things, like there is a 1 million cups kind of entrepreneurial incubator, kind of weekly meeting that's happening in Jackson, and I would go to those meetings and sit and listen in to those entrepreneurs and offer some business advice when asked. So that was always fun to see some new things happening in the market. So I liked it. I think the second part of your question is that, so now I transitioned back to a full-time position. This is a software company, and it's a tech company, and it's got a lot of the bones and infrastructure in place, but I am actually the first marketing person they've ever hired for this company. They have sales, they have customer support, they have, you know, the HR, CFO, COO kind of thing going on, and they really have focused on products as opposed to focused on markets. And so I like being the first marketing person to come into this organization. So it's great so far.
That's awesome. So in the early part of the show, I was talking a little bit about personal branding and, you know, making sure that you're, whether you're looking for a job or you're running your own company, that putting the right face on your marketing, your social media, all that other stuff is so greatly important. Can you expand a little bit on that for our guests or for our listeners?
I think that the personal branding piece is very important. When people meet me and talk to me, and
mm-hmm.
they'll go, oh, you're such an enthusiastic kind of leader, and I am, and I'm optimistic and hardworking and enthusiastic, and I like to have all of my work represent me that way. I like to have my social media profiles represent me that way. So I think being consistent and true to who you are will always get you the farthest. I read a lot and hear companies talk about, are you hiring the person that's the right fit for the company? And
mm-hmm.
sometimes people want to hire people that's a really good fit, but everybody's more the same. And so sometimes what companies maybe need to think about is it a good fit for a skill set, and what is something new and something from an outside industry that this person can bring, or a new perspective, and that companies shouldn't be so nervous about that. So
mm-hmm.
I think wherever you fall in that range of fitting with a company, you just have to know that you have to be true to who you are and what your core competencies are and what you bring to the table. I have a personal saying that I apply sometimes to business as well, is not only do I, you know, all cards on the table face
mm-hmm.
up, you have to turn them over.
right.
Right. So that personal brand is important. And building that brand, and I think that brand means you turn those cards over so that people can see who you really are and what you really bring to the table.
Right, and it's the differentiator, and the thing that, and I hear this a lot from, I would say, baby boomers, you know, who they actually don't like social media because they don't want people to know their lives. They don't want people to know their, you know, they feel like that they're guarded with this information. But in today's marketplace, it's so important to make sure that you're in command of your own brand. And that's something that I think is really important. So if you're not going to brand yourself, other people will brand you for you.
Well, right.
That cannot always be a good thing.
It is. And whether I tell companies or other individuals, is that you have an online reputation whether you manage it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to choose to manage it in the way that you feel best fits you.
Absolutely. So in all of these transitions, is there anything, any piece of advice or anything that you'd like to bestow upon the listeners as far as, you know, how to manage your own expectations, how to manage your attitude, all that kind of stuff?
I think you just have to persevere and, I know I've probably said this 3 or 4 times, and be true to what your skill set is. And you have to persevere to find, clients and companies that, really want to take advantage of who you are and what you can do for them. It has been a difficult, you know, economic time across the country for everyone, and in
mm-hmm.
a tough job market. So whether you're in your 50s or your 40s or your 30s, I think that you have to make sure that you are technologically where you should be, and
mm-hmm.
keeping up, not only just keeping up, but being progressive about that. I was telling someone this morning that I was on an 8-hour drive yesterday, and I spent that time listening to the Startup podcast, the podcast named Startup, the whole drive, and my favorite channel on Sirius XM is the Wharton Business School. So there are opportunities for you to stretch and learn and be exposed and not only stay up to date, but be in advance of where your market is. And so keeping your skills current and persevering through difficult times. But you can find interesting opportunities everywhere, whether it's in your backyard or online or globally. So stick to it.
No, I thoroughly agree. I mean, podcasts, I listen to a lot of different podcasts, primarily on business. That's one of the things, or I'll listen to audiobooks. And then I have, I don't know if you heard, I have my own, another podcast. I mean, this is a podcast. This is on iTunes. You can listen to these shows. But then I have another one that is called Bacon Podcast, which is all about online marketing, internet marketing, and things like that. And I get to interview some incredible experts. And so there's a lot of great shows out there, no matter what topic you're talking about. I mean, if you're into basket weaving, you could find a great show. So, you know, it's a matter of just, you know, getting out there, researching a little bit, spending some time, and you know, don't let that hinder you. I think that's incredibly important. Well, and Margie, this has been awesome. I'd loved your story, and I think the encouragement of continuing to learn and grow is really important for our audience because, you know, it's what it is business, life, and transitions, and we all have to manage those things. So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
A good way to contact me is on LinkedIn, and I really believe in that as a business connection tool. That is how you and I got connected.
Yep.
And I think my, you know, Margie Jepson on LinkedIn would be a great way to connect.
Awesome, yep, and thank you for accepting my connection this morning. And so this way we can, you know, now that we've met each other, we can stay in touch, follow each other, what they're doing, and that's part of building that relationship, which is so incredibly important. So, Margie, I really appreciate you coming on. Thanks for joining us, and let's stay in touch, okay?
We will. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Margie. Take care.
Bye-bye.
So, guys, that's, you know, again, it's just another perspective on managing your life and your career and trying to make sure that you're in control of your own personal brand, that you are, you know, here's the thing. Don't be afraid of social media. Learn about it. You know, jump on a podcast. Jump on, you know, there's tons of do-it-yourself videos on YouTube. Just spend a little time, you know, familiarizing yourself with it, because once you understand it and once you understand how other people are using it, then it becomes a little less of a hindrance. You won't be as afraid because people are using LinkedIn. People are using Twitter and Facebook to manage their brand, to manage their careers, to manage their business. If you're running your own independent business, it's really important. So bottom line is get out there, explore a little bit, test the waters. Listen to some past episodes of this podcast. You can listen on Blog Talk Radio, or you can go search BLT, Business Life Transitions, on iTunes. You could search for Bacon Podcast on iTunes. You could search whatever topic you want and just listen to some podcasts. I mean, do it when you're walking your dog or driving your car. It's a great way to kind of get started. Set some time aside to educate yourself, to learn some stuff. Maybe you can't do an hour a day, but maybe you can do an hour a week. And have a structured time where you say, you know, from this hour to this hour, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to train myself to better myself, to make myself relevant for my business that I currently work in, the marketplace, if I need to look for another job. All of those things are incredibly important. So I really appreciate you listening to us. Hopefully Jan will be back with us next week. And we have another awesome guest. We're going to be talking about virtual assistants and how they can help you and your business move faster and better. So, till next week.
Okay, that's today's BLT, Business Life Transitions. You can contact Brian at bbasilico@me.com. And Jan at jan.highgainco@gmail.com. Join us again next week for some more great insight about your business, your life, and your transitions. Till next time, thanks for tuning in.